Good evening. My name is Steve Tung, and for the past 2 weeks, our family, the Tung family, has been serving as village musicians. Tonight is Musical Vespers Night, and tonight I'm going to be joined by some folks who are going to be assisting me, and including cantor, soloist Yurda Jorgensen, Bobby Harold on the drums, and Thomas Lule on the bass. On Wednesday each week, we celebrate Musical Vespers, and tonight we'll be worshiping utilizing music from the African-American traditions with an emphasis on jazz. I grew up around a lot of jazz and came to love it, listening to my dad's old Thelonious Monk and Dave Brubeck LPs, but always searched in vain to find a really good jazz-based worship service. There have been many attempts to do this over the years, but the relationship with jazz and worship has always been a little problematic, I think, starting with the reality that jazz tends towards individualistic creative expression that can sometimes be at odds with, I think, the ideas of corporate worship. And some early attempts of blending jazz and worship actually started within the Lutheran Church. Most famous one, St. Peter's in New York City in the early 1960s, which utilized jazz as a way of outreach to a lot of folks who ordinarily wouldn't come to church. In fact, the pastor was accused of that, and at that time, jazz still had a little bit of a shaky or shady reputation. And the pastor's reply to that was, well, if those types of nightclub folks come to our church, that's great. That's the crowd we want. The good ones can just stay at home. Eddie Bonnemere was a real fixture in that musical worship that was going on there, and he composed a lot of jazz-based hymns. There's even one now in our new ELW. Nevertheless, even Eddie Bonnemere's music, to me, doesn't seem to totally capture both jazz and worship together. I think it's hard to preserve the integrity of both. I've known a number of Christian jazz musicians who, while accepting that jazz has a very spiritual nature to it, refuse to play jazz in church. They just don't see jazz music as being a proper musical tool for worship. And I would tend to agree, and if there is one style of African-American music that really works in church in the context of worship, it's certainly gospel music. So I thought we should start off tonight with some gospel. It has a little emotional and spiritual power to it. So turn to 439, Soon and Very Soon.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see.
with that little warm-up, we will turn to some jazz now. During our last tenure, about 3 years ago as Village Musicians, in 2006, we did a little jazz vespers, and I really liked the way the pastor, Village pastor, described jazz, and I have a quote from him. He said, "It seems to me that jazz is a marvelous combination of the ordered and the revolutionary. That is, there is structure to jazz and progression, and yet that structure and progression allows for imagination to flourish and the music to spin out." I think that's a great metaphor for the Christian life. Rooted in a foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and yet it is that very foundation which provides freedom and allows our lives to become beautiful improvisations on the unique theme that God provides. It's in the intersection of this ordinary, such as chords, rhythms, musical structure, and then the mystical side that the art of jazz occurs. And I'd like to quote from G.K. Chesterton, that quote that I think captures that tension, that creative tension between the ordinary and the mystical. He writes, "Mysticism keeps people sane. The ordinary person has always been sane because the ordinary person has always been a mystic. She has permitted the twilight. She has always cared more for truth than consistency. If she saw two truths that seemed to contradict each other, she would take the two truths and the contradiction along with them. The whole secret of mysticism is this, that one can understand everything by the help of what he does not understand." And another Chesterton quote I've always really enjoyed, from also from the book Orthodoxy. He compares and contrasts the poet and the scientist. And I know we have some science and technology folks that are coming in for this weekend, so I hope they won't take offense here, but I like what he says here. "The poet only asks to get his head into the heavens. It's the logical person who seeks to get the heavens into his head, and it's his head that splits." As I mentioned earlier, I've tried and largely been unsatisfied with many attempts at blending jazz and worship. But recently I did find some music which, for me, comes as close to achieving the integrity of both the jazz and the worship experience. And this music was produced by two musicians at Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Angel Naparowski and Dan Richardson. These jazz psalms, which they composed, have become the core of an alternative jazz worship service at Calvin that blends an eclectic mix of prayer, spoken verse, ambient art, and live jazz. It is fitting that these folks who come from the Reformed tradition which has always honored a special place for the psalms in their worship service, that they use these psalms as a departure point for a new style of jazz worship. We will try singing three of these psalm settings right now. Each will follow a familiar pattern that I'm sure you're aware of. We'll first play the music instrumentally to hear the melody. Then our cantor Yurda will sing the refrain for you. And then we ask that you sing it on the third time through. And then we'll go into some series of verses followed by refrains. The first one is Psalm 139, titled, "You Created My Innermost Being." And then we'll have a brief silence. We'll go on to Psalm 63, "My Soul Thirsts for God." And then we'll conclude with Psalm 146, "Praise the Lord, O my soul."
You created my innermost being, O God. rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You created my innermost being, O God. Knit me together. Heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. You created my innermost being, O God. Knit me together. Together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. You created my innermost being, O God. Knit me together in my mother's womb. You created my steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you.
My soul.
My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy.
My soul.
Thank you.
praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. In the Lord their God, who's made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you who make all things new, unpredictable beyond reason or comprehension, you who use the ordinary stuff all around us to weave mystery and miracle, we thank you for this gift of music. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We thank you for the myriad ways that you touch us. Go with us into the twilight of this evening. Surround us with your spirit, weaving through an evening breeze. Embrace us with your eternal love. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace.